Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.
Welcome to the Talkin' Yanks pregame show. My name is John Boy. Over here. And this is Jake, and we talk Yanks. And it's the Talkin' Yanks pregame show. Yo, big yo to Eric Hendricks.
And Carl.
Give it to him. We're back. Jake is still here in New Jersey in my studio. If you missed the pregame show yesterday and want to go retroactively see everything we said that was wrong, Go check out Joe's McFly's channel.
Check that out.
We are in the studio de Joe.
Yeah.
Which is cool. Did Jake get a hangover?
Not really. I kind of just went from drunk to, I guess a little bit. I was going to say I'm bleh right now.
I'm hungover.
The Gatorade 5-hour is doing some things in my tummy right now.
Where's mine?
You want yours?
Yeah. Stanton's back, guys.
Woo!
We are excited. Jake's looking like a squirrel today.
Yeah, squirrel life.
Yeah, okay, cool. Cool. I can't look at this because it's on delay. It's weirding me out.
Yeah.
Anyway, Yankees lineup today is a fun one.
Woo!
There is a giant addition. And this is the lineup as follows. DJ LeMahieu is leading off and playing second base. Behind him is Aaron Judge. He's in right field. Gleyber Torres hit a home run yesterday, and he is in the three hole. I'm gonna backtrack. Gleyber Torres hit a three-run home run yesterday, and he's in the three hole today. DHing. Didi Gregorius, he's hit a grand slam before in his life, so that's why he's batting cleanup and playing shortstop. And batting fifth for the New York Yankees is your left fielder, Giancarlo Michael Cruz Stanton. He's back. Luke Voit behind him playing first. Brett Gardner in center field. Gio the God playing third base. Higashioka, my best friend, is catching. And CC Sabathia on the bump.
Wow. Great job.
Thank you. Did you like my, he had a three-run home run yesterday. He's batting third today.
Right.
Yeah, first time. So.
Didi's hit a grand slam. That was good.
Thanks. You were listening.
CC, yeah, I was.
Thank you. That's odd. That's huge.
It's odd. It's a little different than my normal approach. CC on the bump might be his last start at Yankee Stadium. It is his last start at Yankee Stadium.
Yeah.
So that's something. This is like a... This game has a chance to be remembered as a very... Like, this can be such a fun day. Like, Giancarlo come back. Giancarlo comes back. This can be CeCe's last start at the stadium. We can clinch. Like, this can be, like, a really magical day.
A magical day.
It's a beautiful day.
The Angels lineup on this magical day is as follows. Fletcher, Simmons, Wolf, Calhoun, Smith, Goodwin, Hermosillo, Tice, Peters on the mound.
Hermosillo is just swimming in his head.
It's a long list of don't cares and who's that's and Pujols in the middle. Oh, and my good friend Cole Calhoun.
It would have been nice to Hermo see you catch that ball last night. Swimming in his head.
At one point, Hermosillo turned behind us and said, "Excuse me, you." And we're like, "Who's he talking about?" "The one in the belly shirt." And then he was like, "Please stop yelling at me. And you're so ugly." And you were like, "Oh, I'm in your head, man.
I'm in your head."
Yeah, so that was cool.
In your head. Enjoy playing Major League Baseball, loser.
Yeah. Okay, how long is CC going today?
CC, damn, man. I mean, I think this is the one time this year where if they can get five out of them to somehow get him a win, like, they'd actually go for it, you know?
Just for the story?
Just for the story. Just for the memory. So I think they would try to push him. They want him to go five. Five flat would be ideal if we could get, like, five innings, 85 pitches, get him out of there. Hopefully it's like a 10-1 game. That's obviously pretty optimistic. But also the Angels are so bad. So maybe it's very realistic.
I'm trying to look at if Boone did his press conference yet, if they said, you know, what the plan is. Because I do believe Herman is going to piggyback him, right?
Herman, yeah, I think so. We saw Herman throwing yesterday before the game a little bit. So I think so.
I think so. So, I mean, if CC goes three and gets out of there with, like, a big applause, I will say this. I do think that CC will be taken out of the game in the middle of an inning by design, okay, so he can get the applause.
So even if he gets the five, you put him out there and then you yank him.
I think the five's a pipe dream. I got him coming out like in the middle of the fourth.
Okay.
Like, send him out for the first batter, get an out, take him out. Because they also liked Herman coming in the middle of an inning last time.
Right.
But CC deserves...
And CC deserves the applause.
He deserves the applause.
So that's a what to watch for.
So I think he's going to be taken out in the middle of an inning. My what to watch for is how happy Stanton looks, or if he's business mode. Because when he came back the last time,
right,
it was the happiest we'd seen him. And it was like, damn, this dude went through a lot and was having a miserable, depressed season, summer. And then he came back, he hit the home run, he was like so smiley, so happy, he felt like the weight of the world was off his shoulder, and then he slides in the third and gets hurt. And I wonder if he's, because if he's cautious, or if, yeah, if he's like not out of the woods yet, because well, last time he like let himself go into the happiness zone, and then...
Stan's obviously the what to watch for in general, I won't get around that. I think it's wild he's in left field. So I mean, does he look 100%? I know someone in the chat just said 4 or 5 innings, 2 at-bats, and pull him. Probably treat it like spring training, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm interested, because you wonder why not just, like, DH him. But maybe it's a situation where, like, the knee ain't gonna get better. So Giancarlo's like, well, I might as well be out there playing, because if this team needs me and we want to be at our best, they want me in left field. So I don't know. I mean, it's probably the easiest what to watch for the year. It's Giancarlo Stanton in left field.
Do you have anything? I mean, according to my neighbor, we need to be watching out for Judge.
Right. Yeah. Neighbor. What's his name? Lou?
Lou. Yeah.
Old man Lou is worried about Judge. So that's Lou's what to watch for tonight. Hey, and this is...
I need to pull up Judge's game log.
This is podcast stuff, because I think it's a good conversation. But, dude, Giancarlo Stanton, if he can get hot for 4 weeks, 5 weeks, he can get rid of, like, everything.
Yeah.
You know?
In Judge's last 6 games, he's got a .462 on base percentage and a 1. OPS.
Is Lou's worried? Lou's seen something a Judge he doesn't like.
In the month of September, okay, it's a little less, but we pulled into the driveway today, and I said, "Hey, Lou, how's it going?" He's like, "I'm worried about Judge. When are we gonna be able to trust him?" Love Lou. Big fan.
So that 4 to 5 innings thing, they said Cuddy reported that from Boone, and that was reported to us by Jeremy Marsh in the chat. So thank you.
Wow. Awesome. DH for Stanton tomorrow. Okay. Okay. Boone said, yeah, so they're all coming through now.
Yeah.
It's Stanton watch, right? Do we need to watch anyone else? Like, do we care? If Higgy have some fun now that I know that we're best friends. You know what I asked Higgy? I don't know if this is on camera at the event.
What?
I said, hey, is it a Wikipedia fact, or is it a real fact that you tried to learn Japanese so you could communicate with Tanaka?
Yeah.
And he was like, it's kind of a Wikipedia fact. Like, I'm interested, I'd like to, but it's pretty hard.
Yeah.
And I would say that I can't speak Japanese even though I know a couple words. And I was like, okay, cool.
Cool.
It's like, it is hard.
We like you, Higgy.
We like you.
We told him that I had him top five in the home run derby, the Yankees home run derby, and he's like, really?
Yeah.
We're like, yeah, we'll be honest. I mean, there's a couple dudes ahead of you. And like all three of us looked at Judge and we're like, yeah, that's one of them.
Yep. He's got your beat.
We're taking him, Higgy. We're sorry.
No Trout, huh? Bummer. Who's this dude? Dylan Peters?
Who's that dude sleeping with your girlfriend?
Getting nude and rude in your bed.
Same dude that your sister likes.
Come on. Come on.
Come on.
It's fucked.
I love how much that line gets you.
Come on.
Dylan Peters. He sucks.
Who's that dude sleeping with your girlfriend? So
I love when you run down the list. So one.
One.
Dude sleeping with your girlfriend.
Yeah.
Sucks.
That sucks. Getting nude and rude in your bed.
In your bed. In That's your a bed. Multiplier in for the situation.
It's the same dude that your sister likes.
Okay, so I get...
my girlfriend and my
you're
sister.
You're cheating on me.
Come on.
It was in my bed. My sister likes him too? That's a nightmare.
It's just fucked.
It's a Mickey Avalon song for you kids.
Dylan Peters, don't... Go watch a Mickey Avalon video if you want to throw up. Dylan Peters is pitching.
Peters sucks.
And it looks like he sucks, Jake.
Peters sucks.
He's got 4.83 ERA this year.
Yeah.
He hasn't allowed less than 3 runs in 4 starts. So let's just beat this guy.
Yeah. He's a lefty. I think our numbers against left-handed pitchers are still really good.
1-10-3-2?
1-10-3-2.
Yeah.
Those are the numbers to watch out for.
Sneeze some numbers real quick.
25.
Okay. Watch out for Glaber not hitting a home run. I hit one yesterday.
Yeah, Glaber's got to get 40. It's like, what else are we watching for the rest of the season? It's like Glaber getting 40.
Okay. That's a good question. I mean, it doesn't really pertain to this one game. But,
right.
Like,
can Didi get 20? Do we really care? Nobody really cares.
No one cares about 20 anymore.
Yeah. And it's in an abbreviated season, but probably Didi cares a little bit.
No one cares about 20 anymore.
Okay,
home run watch. Let's see. DJ LeMahieu can get 25. That's a better number than 24. Brett Gardner's at 25. No. RBI watch. DJ's 6 RBIs away from 100.
DJ's, it'd be nice for DJ to get a hundy.
DJ.
He needs like one big game.
Mm-hmm. Cameron Maben's 1 steal away from 10 stolen bases.
So,
watch out for that. DJ's 13 hits away from 200 hits. And Glaber is 4 runs away from 100 runs. So there. Those. Watch out for those.
Okay. Cool.
I need a Tom's pretty bad.
Yeah.
Is that pitching path to victory? The bullpen? Good guys, right?
Where'd all the good people go? Well, we think we're going CC to Mingo, right?
Yeah, so that gives us around 6.
That gives us 12 innings if we need it.
But no one pitched yesterday. Like, Canely hasn't pitched in 4 days. Ottavino hasn't pitched in 4 days.
Yeah.
Britton hasn't pitched in 4 days. Chapman hasn't pitched in 4 days.
Yeah, rest season.
Damn. They're available if need be.
Damn.
They shouldn't be available because, like we guys told you, Dylan Peters.
After I dance, my hips are so chewed up.
Well, all you do is punch them.
Yeah.
Like, one of your main dance moves is just punching your
signature.
Hips.
It's a signature.
You just emitted some aroma.
Nothing came out that end.
I don't know what that was. That was... Just be sniffing when I'm sniffing.
This is the first time I've been like looking at my eyes today. Not good.
Okay.
Drunk
cool.
eyes.
Cool. Okay. Cool. Homer draft?
Homer draft. It's the Homer draft.
Homer draft. Hey, subscribe to this YouTube channel if you haven't.
Doc Booch, Pete Bishop. They were both at the event yesterday. What's up, guys?
You're currently signed in. Okay. I don't care. All right, I got on the board yesterday with Glaber. If you did not watch on the Joe's McFly Pinstripe Strong channel, I am the best.
Tell you what, man.
Jake?
You're the best.
You get first pick. That's what I was trying.
You're the best. I was trying to let you know. Who'd I take yesterday? Gio and...
I think you took Gio and Cam.
Gio and Cam. No, I recommended Cam. I think... whatever.
Voight.
Voight. Yeah. Give me...
Didi.
I think now you're just eliminating so many guys. Didi's like a guy I take a lot.
Who did Jake take yesterday?
I take... let's see. I am going to go with Giancarlo Stanton. Duh. We got to make a memory today. And I know I didn't take him yesterday.
Okay. I am taking Judge. Did I take him yesterday?
Tough to say. You took Glaber. No, you thought you took
I took Glaber and Romine.
Glaber and Romine.
Okay, so I'm taking Judge. And with my second pick...
With the second pick of the September 18th Homer Draft, Jimmy O'Brien selects...
Higashioka.
Higashioka.
The home run stroker.
Higgy was nice. Was that his wife or fiance?
Daughter?
Wasn't his daughter at the event. You think it was?
His wife.
I told him I really liked his swing. And I think he was worried we were going to, like, make jokes or something. Yeah. Like, it was still early in the conversation. No, he's
just very low-key.
And his wife was, like, super stoked I said that.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. She's like, really? okay. I'll take another guy.
Yeah, that's the next step here.
God damn. Traffic jam. Give me LeMahieu.
Did you say that just because someone in the chat said?
Yeah, and I know I didn't take him yesterday.
Okay. We got the over-under. You got your phone?
I can get it. What do you think it is?
11.
Woo!
10.5.
10.5 seems like...
Because even though CC isn't like a shutdown pitcher... This Angels lineup is so bad. Suck. Fletcher, Simmons, Bowles, Calhoun, Smith, Goodwin, these Ward, Hermosillo, Tace. It's like...
These guys are bad. I might have to bust out
Who the heck are these guys?
Yeah. Like, these guys suck. No, there's that montage before where they go, these guys suck. So we think it's 10.5. Yanks, big favorites in this game.
Why?
Damn. Chapter. Yeah, this has me getting emotional about CeCe now. Over-under is at 10. Angels suck. These guys are bad.
So what are you two?
They're bad.
What are you getting?
Under. Angels suck. Yanks are going to get enough runs to win.
That's and then, like yesterday, we blew them out, and it was the under.
Right.
Yeah, I agree. I'm taking the under today as well. I think that ends the show. The chat has some stuff to say. Chat needs to bully Jake. Oh, damn right.
Hell yeah.
When's the CC party vid coming out? I don't know. Don't expect much. We didn't have a cameraman.
Yeah.
So, I have no idea what's on camera, what's not on camera.
Yeah, and a lot of it is either my hair, which is either thinning, balding, or bad either way. You get some of Jimmy's grays, and then it's a lot of, like, tall athletes, so it's not... We'll get some stuff.
Yeah. On a scale of 1 to 10, how much fun was the game last night? I had a great time.
Had a blast. Big crew, I kind of like you, Jake. I needed that today. I mean, hey, P-Bish, Doc Booch, they were there. It was a good time, man. It was fun to see. Hopefully we could do a lot more events going forward next season and stuff like that. I don't know, man. Like, it's such a funny, like, world we live in on Twitter that I think it's funny, like, a couple people saw people and they're like, yo, I follow them on Twitter. I never met them. And you see them get all excited. So, yeah, it was a good time. Had a couple beers. My mom comes to the events.
Mm-hmm.
So that's cool.
Yeah, cool. Favorite kind of pasta?
Ooh.
I don't know. Are you counting just like types of macaroni or are we counting like tortellini,
ravioli? Yeah, if we can put meat and cheese and stuff, ravioli, tortellini wins.
Yeah. When are you shaving your beard, Jimmy? We have to do that today. We're kind of out of time, but it's happening today.
We'll do it, yeah.
Post-game, probably clean shaven for the first time in 10 years. Probably going to be...
Should we do it live on YouTube? That'd be a mess.
No, we're going to videotape it, edit it, and shit. All right. We're out. Jake, hit him with your last words.
Let's get tropical.
Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.